and welcome to Dave's Room. Well, today, I'm going to read a poem that I had written today in a part of a scripture. It's called Through the Fire. Through the fire, he stood with us all. Do you see him? Do you hear him calling, saying, I'm not done yet. Greater things shall you see. In him we have the victory. In him we move and live and have our being. The mountain has been removed, the path straight. Preach the word, build his kingdom. For the time is short, the cost is high. Are you ready? Are you ready? Acts 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today I would like to share in God's positioning system, I call it. And GPS, you could think about it. And the funny thing about GPS is it's pretty accurate. I have a GPS on my laptop that I use when I'm driving, and it can tell me like what side of the street I'm on, and like down to the nearest, you know, the civilian versions are like down to the nearest couple feet. The military has it down to like, you know, like almost totally accurate, like right down to the inch. Thing is that GPS works off 12 satellites that are circling the earth, and they use triangulation to calculate the time it takes from a signal from the GPS receiver to the satellite and back, and then through a whole bunch of math they figure out exactly where you are. And God's GPS is like that too. I mean, God knows exactly where we are, and he has for us a place in his kingdom where he wants us and where he wants us to. And I think of when Paul's conversion, how the Lord told, I think it was Ananias, he said, go down to Straight Street and there you should see Paul. And there was a specific place and a time where he was supposed to be. And that's how God is with his positioning system. He has a place and where he wants us. And my map program, you type in a course where you want to go to, it'll tell you the fastest way to get there, shortest way. But if you're driving and you go off the map route that it says, it'll say off course. And if you keep on driving, eventually it'll keep on saying it a couple times, it'll say off course. But then it stops saying it, and it says you have to stop where you are and say, well, I'm going to forget where I was, and I'm going to make a new start point. And that start point to the end point is how I'm going to get back onto the path of where God wants me to be. And that's how it's like in the kingdom of God, that sometimes we get off course, and sometimes we make our own course and we go our own way. And God's saying, like, if you're off course, it's only your fault that you went off course. There might be other roadblocks and stuff that we had to, detours and stuff that got ordained, but to get back on course, we have to seek him and find him where he wants us to be. And what I'm trying to say is this, that I know in my life, it seemed like I was off course for a long time, and I said, God, how can I get back to where I was? And God's like saying, well, I'm not going to take you back to where you were. I'm going to put you in a place that what you've been through, it's gonna account for where you're going. And God's like, you know, you may never be in that same place where you were before, but He has a new route for you to get there. And it might not have been the easier route, it might have been the harder route. But the Bible says that the righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And when we trust God, we allow Him to guide our steps, then we will never be out of the place where God is. And where is God? God is with us. He's telling us, turn left, turn right, go this, go there. You know, He might say, 3 o'clock in the morning, go down to the grocery store and start talking to this guy. And who knows if this guy is going to become a powerful preacher in the kingdom, but God has specific people for specific times that we have to minister to. And through that, we get to where we're going to. And that's my podcast for today. So, Father, I ask that You would guide my steps, Lord, that You would bless the listeners of this podcast, Lord, and that You would touch them in a fresh new way, Lord. And, you know, God never leaves us or forsakes us, and sometimes that's easier said than believed, because sometimes we feel like we've messed up so bad and, well, God left us. Well, God has never left us. We've gone off the path, and God has been with us. And He's changing us to be more like Him through the fires and through the trials. And in Him we have the victory. So thank you for listening.